Okay, it's been in the queue for a while to discuss bread bowls. Apparently in many restaurants, predominantly in Israel, I guess is where people come back with the shiloh all the time, when you order soup, particularly French onion soup, is that true? The soup is sometimes served in a regular bowl, and sometimes it's served in a bread bowl, a bowl made out of bread. I'm just going to add to the question a little. It's not just bread bowls. You also have a lot of times, my wife makes a spinach veal loaf. And together with that spinach veal loaf comes a little bit of sauce. A lot of people like the sauce on the side. So one of the things she does when she has fancy company is she'll carve out a cucumber and put the sauce in the hollowed out cucumber. So that's also a shiloh. Can you use all the shilohs are about using food for non-food purposes, using food as a kli. So are you allowed to use food as a bowl? Are you allowed to use food as something that holds the sauce for the spinach veal loaf? Or my wife will often make a salad. My wife is very good. She makes excellent things. So she's good at other things too, but she'll often make a salad and the bowl will be the bowl that the salad is served in is a, I don't even know what it is. It's like a chip, like a shaped tortilla chip almost. And that's the bowl for the salad. Is that permissible, using food as the bowl? A lot of times at weddings, I find that when you get a soup, they don't have a bread bowl, but what they'll do is in order to keep the soup hot, so it would be great if they could keep a lid on it to hold the steam in and keep it hot. But a lot of times what they'll do is they'll have a flaky dough over the soup bowl as like a lid over the bowl. That's also the same shiloh. You're using food for a non-food purpose. Is that permissible? So it starts with the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, "Kaman Nasa Hadam or Shmuel Osa Adam Kol Tzarcho Bepas." Kaman Krabi Lazer. When Shmuel says that a person can do whatever he wants with bread, you're allowed to use bread for whatever. It used to be, I remember in yeshiva, sometimes a guy couldn't find napkins, but there was always plenty of bread. So sometimes guys would use bread as a napkin. They'd wipe their hands in the bread. A little gross, but can you do that? So the Gemara says, when Shmuel says you're allowed to do kol tzarcho bepas, whatever you want to do with bread, that goes like Rabbi Lazar. Says the Rosh, Siman Lamed Beis, in Maseches Brachos over there, that Pasuk Rabbeinu Chanan el Kirabanan, Rabbeinu Chanan Pasuk is like the Rabbanan, that one may not do their tzrachim with pas, and there's a brisa in that same sugya, Ein Som Chinesa Ka'ara Bepas, you know, let us support a plate using bread as the thing that holds up the plate, and that's Pligad de Shmuel. Shmuel holds you are allowed to do different things with bread. In the second parak of Maseches Beitza, it seems also that the Stamad de Talmuda, the Stamad de Gemara, assumes like Shmuel, that a person is allowed to use bread for other purposes. The Bahag, however, paskins, halacha kirabanan. Now, says the Beis Yosef, that even Shmuel, who allows doing kol tzarcho bepas, would say that if it's midi d'mais, asur. That if you're going to do something with the food that's going to cause it to become disgusting and therefore inedible, so that's asur to do. You're not allowed to do that with bread or any type of food. And that's Tosus holds halachas like Shmuel. Tosus writes also Maseches Brachos halachas like Shmuel, but that's only b'midi d'lo mamis. But something that makes it disgusting is asur. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the sheet of the Rashba. All of these marmakamos are quoted in the Beis Yosef. In the Gemara and Brachos over there, it also has a brisa. Arba dvarim nemru bepas. There are four things we say about pas. One of them is that we don't throw bread. And the Gemara says, just like in zorkanes pas, kachin zorkanes ha'ochlin, that on the one hand we have a brisa that says that you're not allowed to throw any food, and then on the other hand we have a brisa that says no, you don't throw bread, but other food you're allowed to throw. Answers the Gemara, habimidi demamis, habimidi delomamis. It depends whether it will become disgusting or not. So throwing a food that will not become disgusting is fine. Throwing bread, throwing a food that will become disgusting is not okay. By throwing it, will make it disgusting. So you're not allowed to use food for other purposes if it will make it disgusting. And you're not allowed to throw food if it will make it disgusting. The implication is throwing bread, even if it doesn't make it disgusting, is still going to be asur. That one should not throw bread. Now, the Tur writes, Tur quotes the Gemara, the Amar Shmuel, you could do all your tzorchim bepas, says Hilchsa Kavase, we pass like Shmuel, but again, points out, that's only if it doesn't become disgusting. If it becomes disgusting, you're not allowed to do it. Then the Torah says, you're also not allowed to throw bread, because it's Bizayon Ochlin to throw bread, and you're also not allowed to throw any other food that will become disgusting. But other foods that won't become disgusting, you're allowed to throw. Then the Torah quotes from Adoni Avia Rosh Zal, and he says there is a minhag that people have. Yeshnoag in lechol daisa bepas b'makom kaf. They didn't have bread bowls. Get this, they had bread spoons. They would use a spoon made out of bread. So there was a minhag that people would have such a thing, and that was okay. Kivan sha'ochlin apas achrakach. Since they would eat the spoon after they were done. In Maseches Sofrim, the Torah quotes, Ein ochlin ochlin ba'ochlin. You're not supposed to eat food with food unless it's royal achila, meaning unless you eat them together. So he says the Maseches Sofrim sounds like you should not use a bread spoon, but he says it could be. That's if you're holding out like Shmuel. But we paskin like Shmuel, that as long as it doesn't become disgusting, you can use a bread spoon. Then the Torah quotes, Aniri isi gedolim, shayu ochlin b'chol pa'am ma'at minapas ima daisa. That they would use a bread spoon, but with every bite, they were makbid to bite off a little bit of the spoon also. And that way, it wasn't just that they were using the bread as a kli, they were using the bread to eat together with the soup. It's like dipping your challah in the soup. Where you're allowed to do that, there's no problem of doing something like that. Now, the Beis Yosef writes that it sounds like those who are knowing to eat this porridge with a bread spoon hold like Shmuel, and they hold that it's called that it's not made disgusting. Again, Shmuel holds as long as you're not making the bread disgusting, it's fine. So they hold it's called that you're not making it disgusting. But wait a second. If you're using a bread spoon, would anybody in the world ever eat your spoon when you're done with it? That's disgusting. You've already made the spoon disgusting by using it to eat your soup with. So that's why, says the Beis Yosef, the Torah was careful to say, they would eat their own spoon. Because to me, it's not disgusting. I've been using my bread spoon, and I've been eating it. So to me, it's not disgusting. It's not most. How do I indicate that it's not most to me? By eating it. By then eating the entire thing. And then it's not a bizayon to the food. And it's not called that I'm using the food in a disgusting way. To other people, it probably is disgusting. And that's why you have to eat the whole spoon. If you don't eat the whole spoon, to other people, it is disgusting. You have then ruined the spoon from its usage as food, and that would be a violation of this halacha that the Gemara in Brachos talks about. So the question then becomes, great, that's true about a bread spoon. Would the same be true about a bread bowl? So the pashtus is, when you read the Beis Yosef, sounds like the reason that the spoon is considered disgusting to other people is that you kept on putting it in your mouth. That's how you use a spoon. You keep putting it in your mouth. A bread bowl, you don't put in your mouth. It sits there and it holds the soup. So one could argue that when you use a bread bowl, you're not actually making it disgusting. If that's the case, you don't have to eat the whole thing because you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't using food as a kli is fine as long as you don't make it disgusting. If other people would be perfectly happy to eat it, that's not called making it disgusting. It's no different than spreading some butter on a piece of bread and not eating it. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to spread some spread on a piece of bread. It's different. It has something on it now, but it's not necessarily disgusting. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, all this Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could do Kol Tzrach L'Papas as long as it's not mois, but Midi Demaz Be'lo, something it's disgusting you're not allowed to do. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, and if you do it L'Rafua, even if it's disgusting, you're allowed to use it for Rafua. And he says, and even if it's not Rafua, but it's Tzorech HaAdam V'Derech HaOlam Lasos Ba'Ochel Tzorech Zeh. It's something that's a tzorech for a normal person, and it's normal to use food in this way, so then it's also mutter. And he says that's why people had the practice that they would sprinkle wine on the ground in order to keep the dirt from coming up, and also to give a nice smell to the house, and that was normal. They would use wine to rub on their skin, or oil to rub on their skin, even though those were edible wines and oils, and that's permissible because it's derech ha'olam nasos kein. Now, I saw in Piskei Tshuvos, he's medayik, he says, Mishabur is paraphrasing Magen Avraham over there. Magen Avraham gives several other examples of how people would commonly use food for non-food purposes. Mishnah Berurah leaves out some of those examples. So the Piskei Tshuvos wanted a taina. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah left out some of those examples tells you that the Mishnah Berurah holds that only when it's the derech to use it to use food for that, and there's no normal non-food substitute that you can use to accomplish the same thing, only then would we be makel. But if there's a non-food substitute that could accomplish the same thing, that could hold your soup just as well, then we would not be makel automatically. So if you hold that your bread bowl is called disgusting once you use it, which you could make such an argument that even though you don't put it in your mouth, it's gross to other people once you use it, so then you would not have this kula that it's a normal thing to do, because the way he wants to be medayik is there are kalim that you can use that will accomplish the same thing. You don't have to use bread to accomplish this. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Shulchan Aruch says Ein Zorken Apas. This is all in Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph in Or Chaim. You're not supposed to throw bread, and and that's dafka, like we said, dafka by bread, by other food, as long as it doesn't become disgusting, you're allowed to throw other foods. There is also a discussion. The Gemara in Tainis and Daf Chav says Rav Huna holds that Maichel Adam Ein Machilin Also LeBehema. You're not allowed to feed food that's fit for human consumption to an animal. So the Elirab is not sure if we pask in that way. Mishra Berurah quotes that it seems that look he says Mishra Berurah says Ein Machsa Shekel Shemitzadeid Demein Lo Davar Acher LaHachil Ki Emaychel Adam L'Kli Alma Mutter. If that's all you got is human food to feed to animals, then for sure it's mutter. And he says maybe that's why the Minhag HaOlam is to feed food that's edible to birds. My daughter came home in Shabbos Shira with a little bird feeder with real Honey Nut Cheerios as the bird feed. So that's edible for human consumption. Honey Nut Cheerios are delicious, and yet they used it to feed to birds. So that's the Minhag HaOlam, that people are makel to feed birds with things like that. So that's one that's in terms of that issue. Now there's another comment that the Piskei Tshuvos has, that Bizayin Ochlin, there's a din of Bizoy and a separate din of Hefsid Ochlin, even Shalom B'Derech Bizoy. So L'chora, if you hold that there are two separate dinim, a din of Bizoy Ochlin and a din of Hefsid Ochlin, even if you're not going to be Mevazid, that causes a whole other problem, which is, forget about using the bread bowl, how do you ever throw out any food? Are you ever allowed to throw out food? Do you have to wait till it turns bad on its own before you throw out any food? Because that's Hefsid Ochlin. So I actually saw a tshuva in Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachos and Chelik Tesvav Simen Samach Dalid, where he says absolutely you're not allowed to throw out. Absolutely not. Cannot throw out any food. You have to wait till it turns bad and then throw it out. Holocaust survivors in general, I know my grandparents were always very mocked. We never ever throw out food. You know what a little piece of bread meant for us back in the camps? They used to always tell us when we were young. So you can't throw out. It was a very big thing. It was a very big deal not to throw out any food. The Menashe Klein says, if the Gemara in Taina says, "Afilu Machel Adam, you're not allowed to be Machel to a behema," then for sure, just stam to throw out the food. Minchas Yitzchak Chel Gimel Simen Mem Hei is not as convinced. He says, "What do you mean? The idea that there's an Isser of Nosar. You have Basar Kachim, you're not allowed to leave past this man. But all other food, you could just leave around, and if it leaves around, turns bad. You don't have to make sure to eat every last bit." This is always something that bothered me about the Isser of Baltashkes. You know, people always say, "Don't throw out any food because it's Baltashkes." Well, at a certain point, if everyone is full and eating more is just going to make you sick and it's going to make you fit. So is that's baltashkes to throw it out? It's baltashkes to eat it, probably. It's baltashkes of a person's body. Rav Shai Shechter told me that he asked Rav Asher Weiss about this issue, the bread bowls and the like, and he said that Rav Asher thought that it's not baltashkes to even if you're not going to eat it all, to throw it out, because it's being used for a basic human thing. And he wanted to suggest that as far as Bizayin Ochlim is concerned, he thought that maybe it loses its status as an ochel once you designate it to use it as something else. Once it's not designated as a food anymore, you designate it to use it as something else, maybe it loses status as an ochel, and you don't have to, it loses shem ochel, and you don't have to worry about Bizayin Ochlim anymore. It doesn't seem that way from the sugya at all. It doesn't seem that way to me at all, but that's what Rav Asher wanted to suggest. So lemaisa, bottom line, end of the day, can you order your soup in a bread bowl? So I would say, if you plan on eating the entire bread bowl, you can order your soup in a bread bowl. If you don't plan on eating the entire bread bowl, it's debatable. It depends on whether you think that using a bread bowl makes it disgusting for other people. I don't know, I've never really used it. I never really ate out of bread bowls. Do people eat other people's bread bowls if they don't finish it? Or would they be like, no, that's gross, you don't do that. They don't do that. So if they don't do that, then it would have the same, what? You would? So I guess it depends on the person. So it depends on that issue. That's what it would depend on, if you're allowed to order it if you don't plan on eating the entire thing. What about the little pepper or the cucumber that holds the sauce? Again, if people would eat it then you could do it without eating it. And if people would not eat it, then you have to eat it yourself. That pepper, or that cucumber. L'chora, that would be the halacha l'maisa at the end of the day in the sugya. So I'm going.